find a way to play better on the road and play better, to start the game. I think once we're down a couple, we realize, hey, we're down a couple, and we start making plays, and we start playing less of our team too. So, without getting into specifics, it's just everyone has to be accountable for their game, and we can't play with any hesitation to start the game. Once we realize, we're in a game, we're down a couple, where we're a different team, and that is kind of the main message.
That can transfer to home games. Doesn't have to be necessarily away games.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It just seems that at home we've done that, and on the road we haven't for whatever reason, and it's something that needs to be addressed. At the end of the day, we're still over 500, so we're not sitting here, thinking that we have to make drastic changes and then panicking. We're fine. We just obviously something has to be addressed, and we did it. And, we took it upon ourselves, and that's a good thing. It brings teams closer together, and you're there to step up and say the right things, and we fall.
I think fans were a little upset. They thought you didn't get clipped by that high stick there.
Yeah, well, I did. The ref told me he saw the replay after, and they made the right call. So I don't have to defend myself for a high stick. I got a 5-on-3. We didn't capitalize, and that was kind of a turning point for us was our special teams, and obviously we want to improve those.
You said it's hard to create a false sense of urgency, and it seems you only find that urgency, like you said, when you fall behind a couple of games. Is there a way to find a way
We've
to create
We've done it before. You need to bring up last year, but last year we were all over teams to start games, and we were shooting them out, chancing them out, skating them out, working them. At home, we always seem to do that, so for whatever reason, we got to find a way. Whether you take a cold shower, you do something. It's almost got to a point where something needs to be done. And, the only way we can do that, the coaches can yell, scream, be calm, be patient, write on the board, not write on the board, all they want. It's us as players that go out there and ultimately perform out there. We've got to take it upon ourselves.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.